This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Peak Northwest, an outdoors and travel podcast by the Oregonian and Oregon Live, dedicated to the adventure and exploration of our beautiful Pacific Northwest. I'm Jamie Hale.
And I'm Vicki Connor. Together, we take you to some of the most beautiful and interesting destinations in our region, discussing where to go, what to do, and places to see. And today, we're having a little bit of an early birthday celebration.
That's right. At a relatively young age of 165 years old, we are wishing a happy birthday to the state of Oregon.
In honor of the big day, which is officially on February 14th, we want to offer a few ways to celebrate, whether you're looking to dive into the history of our state or get outside and see some of the places that make it so, so special.
Yeah, we're not going to sing. Don't worry. We don't want to embarrass the state of Oregon like that as much as we want to. We've got a few ideas of getting out there. There's obviously a lot of ways to celebrate Oregon, and we're typically, often more outdoors oriented. So we wanted to sort of have a few ideas that are a little bit more indoor oriented, especially as we are in the main hall of winter here in Oregon. Not usually the best time to go outside exploring.
Yeah, even though this past weekend it was like sunshine and mild temperatures and I was fully convinced spring was right around the corner, I had to like rein in my brain and remind myself that there's like probably cold and clouds still in the very near future, aka like kind of like today. So let's get into some birthday celebration here. What should we start off with to celebrate Oregon?
I think the first thing that comes to my mind is hang out in Salem. Go to the capital of Oregon. If you want to celebrate the state, go to the capital. That makes sense. Salem, also a great place to hang out for the day. I find it's like really nice to have a good excuse to go down to Salem. There's some great restaurants, some cool parks. If you go in the springtime, I know we just talked about it's not springtime. If you go in the springtime, there's lots of really amazing gardens in Salem. I spent some time reporting out of there a couple of years ago and really, really quite enjoyed it.
Yeah. Jamie, I feel like your video touring Salem that couple of years ago is one that stands out to me because one, our videographer, Dave, did such a great job filming as you like went and tried different foods. And this was still in like pandemic time. So there's the shot of you like eating on the front of a car because there was no indoor seating is something that sticks out to me.
That was all Dave's idea. He's like, yeah, just throw the donuts down on the hood of the car and that'll be good. And I was like, Dave, mad genius. Shout out to Dave also for jumping into a lake to retrieve my phone after I dropped it in there because he didn't want to ruin the continuity and have my clothes get wet. Absolute hero.
Oh man, some thrilling times in Salem, it seems. Then.
Yes, obviously you don't, try not to drop your phone in a lake and have your colleague fish it out for you. When you go to Salem, do the other things. I remember eating some crazy food, like a beignet fried chicken sandwich with like powdered sugar and everything.
Oh wow.
Absolutely too much. It's like a fair food culture in Salem, home of the Oregon State Fair. But like, there's a place you can go literally and get like fair food. It's like a drive-through fair food place. Get your elephant ear and your corn dog and all that stuff. It's outrageous and I love it.
I always forget how close by Salem is. Mm-hmm. Like, for some reason, I'm always like, it's definitely further than an hour, but no, pretty darn close. And I feel like I need to explore it a little bit more. And I, you know, sometimes I'm down there for photo assignments at the Capitol, and should really like maximize my time rather than trying to head directly home and beat traffic on the way home.
Exactly. Yeah. If you go to Salem, go there in the middle of the day. Don't try to go during rush hour. It's going to be a nightmare. If you want to spend a Saturday in Salem, I'd go for it. Absolutely. And you can hang out at the Capitol. Certainly. There's a nice little park just outside the Capitol. They still have tours of the Capitol right now. But I think that's not the main thing to do in Salem. Go explore right. a little bit and see some things. Alternately, if you're not a Salem person, Oregon City seems like another good option of a place to visit with Oregon historical importance as the end of the Oregon Trail. Go see Willamette Falls. Go take a walk on the promenade above town. Take that cool elevator up to the promenade. There's some also really good food in downtown Oregon City. Some cool historical stuff. Very nice place to spend the day.
Another great thing to celebrate the history of Oregon, visit a tribal museum.
Yeah. You know, if you want to get into Oregon's pre-colonial history, there's a bunch of really great museums run by some of the federally recognized tribes in Oregon. The first one comes to my mind is the Temasalik Cultural Institute out there in Pendleton. I know quite a drive from Portland, but if you're in that area, truly, truly phenomenal museum. It's huge. It's expansive. It's detailed. I think it's like one of the very best museums in Oregon. Go check it out. Very cool spot. A bit closer, the Chichala Museum on the Grand Ronde Reservation is completely different. It's less of like a placard museum and more of like a, you know, learn about our, you know, tribal history through like these objects and images. And it's sort of meant to be designed more for tribal members to connect with that heritage. But the museum is also open to the general public. And it's just, I think, a cool way to go through a museum in a little bit of a different manner than you're used to doing. Think less about like historical timelines and more about like, you know, checking out these canoes that are taken out, built in the traditional fashion and still taken out to the water every year. Like the museum is a place where they store the canoe in the off season.
So cool.
Very cool. And then of course the Warm Springs Museum, which I've not been to personally, is also supposed to be a great spot on the Warm Springs Reservation. Just a few places, but I recommend all these spots to go and get, you know, get out of sort of that pioneer history, which is great, but this is like, you know, obviously an older and also sort of, you know, more modern look at Oregon.
Yeah. What else should we do to celebrate Oregon's birthday?
Well, I know I said just said like getting away from that pioneer history, but if you want a little pioneer history, Lewis and Clark National Historical Park out in Astoria, very cool place to find that. Now, granted, this is a place that like originally was built to like, you know, essentially deify Lewis and Clark. Like these are like the pioneers and they did all this stuff. I just talked to the guy who runs the park. It's a national park site. And he said, you know, that they've really made an effort in recent years to present that history in context. So in other words, they're like bringing in more of like the indigenous context that happened around Lewis and Clark's arrival in Oregon, which is great. You just get a more full view of the history. Very, very cool spot. They've got a replica of the fort, Fort Clatsop, where Lewis and Clark stayed the winter in miserable conditions. It's kind of funny because you think about like, you know, histories being like people had fun. They did not have fun. They had a horrible time here. They left as soon as they possibly could. But it's an interesting place to see. Like, it's hard to sleep outside, like in a place I just built out of wood through an Oregon winter. That's insane. But there's also a really great hiking trail that from Flat Fort Clatsop replica out to the beach. It's a pretty long trail. It's called the Fort to Sea Trail, but it's a really, really cool way to, you know, to have that sort of like forest to the ocean experience that, you know, you can have out there.
And so the historical park, is there any part that's like inside that has stuff, or is it more all outside than like reading materials?
There's an inside museum portion, and then you have the fort replica, Fort Clatsop replica outside. And that's kind of, because you kind of have this indoor-outdoor experience. I'd say like the outdoor experience is better in the nicer weather. But if you really want to get a feel for what Lewis and Clark, you know, experienced when they came out here, go this time of year, go in the winter. And, you know, in those like misty, rainy, gray days, and you get more of like an authentic feel for it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And then promptly go get a cup of coffee, warm mm-hmm. up, and be like, oh, that must have sucked, but I'm nice and warm now.
That's right.
Let's talk about maybe an option in Portland to celebrate Oregon.
Yeah, I think the Oregon Historical Society is a great spot to do it. If you're into history at all, or if you're into Oregon culture and history at all, Oregon Historical Society does a great job of this. They've got several exhibits. I'm just looking at their website right now to see what's on this time of year. You know, birds of the Pacific Coast, Portland past and present, migrant labor families in the 1960s, you know, the Mazamas. We've got all kinds of stuff. At Oregon State Parks exhibit, you know, black athletes disrupting white supremacy in Oregon, like really interesting stuff. And just all kinds of things. So, you know, this is a place that's free for Multnomah County residents. If you don't live in Multnomah County, it's, I think, a pretty cheap ticket for the museum. And just a really interesting place to find like a very broad look at Oregon history.
Yeah, I've just been there once before, but it's been a while. So I would love to go back. And that bird exhibit, I want to go see that.
Right. I honestly, all those exhibits I just mentioned, I was like, yes, yes, yes. Like, let's see it. Cool. I'm so into this. And of course, like, you know, there's a lot of other really good cultural history museums in Portland and in Oregon to see this kind of stuff. The Portland Chinatown Museum, Japanese American Museum, way out in Joseph, you can go to the Maxville Heritage Center and learn about some of the Black loggers that live in the community out there. A lot of different places to see this. Obviously, every small town has their own local heritage museum. Some of those are really cool. Some of those, you know, don't offer some of that context that we were talking about, and can sort of like, you know, focus just on like white pioneers that founded that city, which makes sense. It's sort of like the people who founded the city and their ancestors. But I love these cultural history museums to show like these different communities that aren't usually shown in those kinds of settings. And just going to all these different kinds of museums, you get a broader picture of who was here in Oregon, who has formed the state, and like what our state culture is made out of.
Absolutely. There's so much to learn at all of these different history museums. Do you have a favorite, Jamie? Or not a favorite, but like one that like really, really stands out to you?
Boy. That's a great question. I mean, of all these museums we've talked about, I mean, it's the Tomaslik Cultural Institute in Pendleton. Mm-hmm. That spot, I do think like if you're ever in Pendleton, and you have like even just a couple hours stopping by there, you know, it's not just like the tribal history out there, but it is like the way the museum is set up, you know, the immersive parts of it, the way they arrange it into like, you know, who we are, who we were, who we are, and who we like are becoming. Just it's something I've not seen before. And again, it's sort of, again, one slice of Oregon, but a really, really, I think, important and interesting slice of Oregon as well.
Of course, you can always celebrate Oregon by getting outside, exploring a state park. And Jamie, what are some that stick out to you that maybe just like scream Oregon birthday?
I think they all scream Oregon birthday. I mean, there's a few that are sort of more historical, Shampooey. State Park has some historical aspects there, some displays, museums. you know, Kamwa Chung, which I believe is closed this time of year, is again another really cool historical state park site out in central Oregon. But like it's wherever, you know, whatever landscape you want to get into, whatever feels like Oregon to you, go check that out. Whether it's, you know, the coast, you can go out to Fort Stevens or Ecola, or if you want to go to Smith Rock or the Cove Palisades, or just, you know, hang out in the Willamette Valley or the Gorge, go to Rooster Rock maybe. I think that's a cool thing about Oregon is like, I think the varied landscapes here allow for such a varied culture. And so when you think about like all the different flavors of what is Oregon, I think about all those places and all those people that occupy those places. Mm-hmm. It is like, you know, a Pendleton Roundup cowboy state. And it's like, you know, an urban coffee snob Portland state. And it's like a wild coastline state, you know, and it's like migrant farm worker state. You know, it's all these things wrapped up into one. I think that's just so cool.
It totally is. I think a great way of celebrating Oregon's birthday is going to a spot that you just haven't been to before, and like honoring Oregon through that type of like exploration is something that I am inclined to do. Maybe if I can convince my boss to go and explore on a Wednesday.
That's, I feel like, not so hard with our job.
With your job, Jamie.
You can make it happen. I believe in you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. I feel like, you know, when thinking about like Oregon's, you know, being founded 165 years ago, it's not like there's some unsavory elements to that story, right? I mean, Oregon being founded as like, a place that excluded Black people specifically, that has a really, really racist past, that experienced a lot of genocide of indigenous peoples as a means of settling the state. Like there's a lot of that unsavory history here. And it's important to know that and to recognize that. And I think it's, you know, an opportunity to look at all the other aspects of Oregon and the history, you know, that includes right now. Like we're continuing to make Oregon history as we go. So, you know, I think about like what, you know, what, like I said, what are the aspects of the state that I really enjoy right now? Who are the people and the cultures and communities? And so, yeah, celebrate whatever Oregon means to you, whether that's a culture you come from or a culture that you are, that you don't, that you want to learn more about, or you're just trying to like, you know, broaden your perspective, or you're just trying to like go on top of a mountain and look at a river for a while. Like whatever it means to you, whatever Oregon, you know, says, for your experience, go do that. Like you said, Vicky, I like that. Just go out there and experience it for yourself.
Do you have any plans for yourself, Jamie, on Oregon's birthday?
On Valentine's Day?
Oregon's birthday, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that it's like, it is on Valentine's Day. So, you know, like Sadie and I are not probably going to go to the Oregon Historical Society on the 14th. It's also a Wednesday. We're going to go see Amelie at Cinema 21 in Northwest Portland. So that's going to be fun. But, you know, if I'm free this weekend before, I might head out to Savi Island. It's something I was thinking about doing. Obviously, honestly, a really great spot to go celebrate Oregon's birthday, now that I think about it. Savi Island was the site of like one of the largest indigenous communities in the Pacific Northwest. And while there's like little to zero sign of that today or recognition of that today, just sort of like being there and knowing that can sort of tap back into like all the people that have called this place home for, you know, millennia, since time immemorial. And it's also just a really beautiful place to hang out and spend the day. Walk along the beach. Hopefully it doesn't rain. you know, enjoy the river.
That sounds super lovely.
What about you, Vicky? You have any plans?
As you mentioned, yes, it is Valentine's Day. but my idea is that, you know, celebrating all the people that make Oregon what it is, and my way of doing that is exploring the local food scene in Portland.
Yes.
So Nick and I will be going to Zhao Ye and enjoying some what they call first generation American food.
Zhao Ye for Valentine's Day. You had to score a reservation for that, I'm sure.
Yes, I did. And I was on top of that.
Are they doing anything for that night?
Apparently some surprises. So
okay.
I will let you know, but they have not revealed what those surprises are.
Wow. Love a restaurant surprise. And I love that place. Zhao Ye is so good. I hope you really enjoy that.
I plan on it. My hopes are high.
Oh man. Well, lots of good options here, whether you want to just eat at a restaurant or go check out a museum. Yeah, like we said, the point is to go explore, learn something new about Oregon, maybe, and enjoy this place. I think it's a really great place. It's my home. Obviously, I love it and I always will. I think Oregon's a really special spot too.
Yeah, I totally agree. And as a transplant, calling Oregon my home now, I am so grateful for this place. I love showing it off. That's another great way to celebrate Oregon is maybe show it off to a visitor and show off all of its beauty and glory. But there's so much to be grateful for in this state and an abundance of beautiful nature and really interesting history as well.
Show it off to a visitor. I love that. Or show it off to, you know, people who don't live here on Instagram or something.
Yeah.
Man, I love that. That's a great idea, Vicky. Well, folks, that will do it for today. Until next time, you can watch our videos on the Oregonian's YouTube channel and view all of our travel and outdoors coverage on oregonlive.com/travel, as well as hereisoregon.com.
Please leave us a rating or review if you enjoy the show. And if you want to support this podcast as well as our local journalism, please consider a subscription to Oregon Live. You can find details at oregonlive.com/podsupport. Also, if you're a fan of the show and you're interested in potentially sponsoring it, you can get in touch with our marketing people at advertise@oregonian.com. This episode of the show is produced by me, Vicky Connor, alongside Jamie Hale.
Stay safe and happy travels, everyone. Until next time, we leave you with this 10 seconds of Zen.